Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's Low Odor Spray Paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum Spray Paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Today, I want to be able to talk to you, my wonderful Patreon supporters, about navigating long-term recovery from cults. So sometimes people will ask me, how long is this going to take? How long is it going to take before I feel better, before I'm able to feel grounded, before I'm able to start my life or start my life again? And it is different for everyone. And I wish that I could say, oh, it'll take you 17 months and then you'll be just fine, or something random. But it really is different for different people and based upon a lot of things, based upon your personality, your nervous system, your experiences. If you were born into a group, if you got involved later on, if you have a family system that is like a cult and you're still involved in that family system. I mean, you know, it's an interesting question with no one right answer. But I do want to talk about the fact that there is a bit of a path to this kind of healing. And I know that if I were doing that healing now, I'd want to know also that someone understands that this is a path. So long-term recovery from an abusive cult experience represents a profound and a complex journey, extending far beyond the physical act of leaving the group. So the extensive process is fundamentally aimed at freeing the authentic self, kind of figuring out who you are. I get asked that question a lot, as you know, who am I and what am I supposed to be? And what am I supposed to be thinking and feeling and what's right? And what is my natural sense of things? And what's my conscience and what's my core? A core identity that was systematically suppressed and reshaped within the cult's coercive environment, it does need a path to be able to heal, to develop. Healing encompasses a comprehensive reconstruction across psychological, emotional, social, and political domains. Individuals emerging from cultic groups often confront deep-seated trauma, pervasive cognitive distortions, many cognitive distortions, and a significant identity disruption. Despite these formidable challenges, though, the recovery trajectory offers substantial potential, and there can be post-traumatic growth and the eventual establishment of a good, a better, a safer, a fulfilling life. This journey demands immense personal strength and a cultivated capacity for self-compassion. Remember that, self-compassion. And in many cases, sustained professional support to navigate its intricate phases. And the support also should come in, if it's possible, should come in the form of other former members or people who get it. Doesn't have to be a former member of your group or who has been in the exact same situation that you've been in. Just someone who understands about these kinds of scars. Let's look at the psychological and social scars. The influence of cults extends deeply into the psychological and social fabric of an individual, leaving pervasive and enduring scars that necessitate a complex and prolonged recovery process. Restriction of the authentic self and psychological trauma is really what we're talking about here. Cults operate as highly controlled thought reform environment fields. And that means that it severely restricts your autonomy and inhibits the expression of your authentic self. In fact, putting down that you should not have one anyway, or you should somehow not be your own person, that it's best to conform, it's best to be like everyone else, or really making you believe, as I deal with a lot of my clients, that there's something inherently wrong or inherently evil about their authentic selves. And so it should be dismissed. It should be somehow gotten rid of.